I'm interviewing my dad on his life in San Francisco Chinatown. Would you like to introduce yourself, Dan?
Yeah, hi, this is Arthur. I'm Reed's dad.
So was it hard always living with your parents at work?
Yeah, no. We were known as what you call latchkey kids, which meant that the kids would have the key to the house. So we had a lot of freedom. It meant that they were away from the house a lot of times, and they were gone from early in the morning to late at night at work. But my mom would always come home for lunch and dinner to make us a meal. But we kids, we just went to school, came home by ourselves. My mom would always have a snack ready for us on the table, and we'd help ourselves. And then we would, all of us at that time, would go to Chinese school, and which meant we didn't come home from Chinese school until dinner time, and dinner was ready. So we had a lot of freedom, but we had a lot of responsibility.
So what was it really like growing up in Chinatown?
It was great. It was like a small neighborhood, and we knew all the kids around our blocks, and we would play and have fun. And there was a playground just a block away from our house, and there was another playground in a few blocks right inside Chinatown, because we kind of live right outside Chinatown. So we had plenty of places to go and play and hang out and meet our friends.
What did you and your siblings do for fun?
Well, my brother and I used to go to the park a lot and play in the sandbox. I loved the sandbox. And we would all go to the park. It was like a rec center where they had basketball courts, they had playrooms, they had ping pong tables and a big auditorium. And we would all go there and you could do all sorts of stuff. And of course, there were outdoor play areas like monkey bars and stuff. So we hung out there a lot. My sister and I used to go to movies a lot together in Chinatown. There used to be 4 Chinese movie theaters, and she and I would go to the movies a lot together.
Was it hard living in such a cramped space?
Well, our apartment was it's what you call a flat. In San Francisco, we have flats. They're not called apartments. Well, there are apartments, but ours was a flat. We actually had a roomy place to live compared to a lot of places in Chinatown. We actually had 3 bedrooms, a dining room, and a living room. And compared to how I'm living now, it seems cramped. But back then, you know, we were smaller, and our parents' needs weren't like we are today. And they came from cramped quarters in China. So living in America in a flat with a bunch of bedrooms, it was, for them, big too. So we were fine. We were happy.
Thank you for your time.
Oh, you're welcome.